Verma numero 2. Christ as the Son of Man is a high priest, clothed with the garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the beast with the golden gird, to cherish the churches in his humanity and nourish them in his divinity. Revelation 1:13. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with the garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the beast with the golden girdle. 8. The Son of Man is, in his humanity, the golden girdle signifies his divinity, and beasts are the signs of love. 1. Christ was girded at the loins, strengthened her divine works to produce the churches, but now he is girded but at the beast, caring for the churches that he has produced by his love. 2. The golden girdle signifies Christ's divinity as his divine energy, and breasts signify that this golden energy is exercised and motivated by and with his love to nourish the churches. B. Christ takes care of the churches in his humanity as the Son of Man to cherish them. 1. He dresses the lamps of the lampstands to make them proper, cherishing us so that we may be happy, pleasant, and comfortable. Small a. The Lord's presence provides an atmosphere of tenderness and warmth to cherish our being, giving us rest, comfort, healing, cleansing, and encouragement. Small b. We can enjoy the cherishing atmosphere from the Lord's presence in the church to receive nourishing supply of life. Ephesians 5:29. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church. 2. He trims the wicks of the lamps of the lampstand, cutting off all the negative things that frustrate our shining. Small a. The charred part of the wick, the snuff, signifies things that are not according to God's purpose and needed to be cut off, such as our flesh, our natural man of self, and our old creation. Small b. He trims away all the differences among the churches, the wrongdoings, childish failures, and defects, so that they may be same in essence, appearance, and expression. C. Christ takes care of the churches in his divinity with his divine love, signified by the golden girdle on his breast, to nourish the churches. He nourishes us with himself as the all-inclusive Christ in his full ministry of three stages, so that we may grow and mature in divine life, to be his overcomers, to accomplish his internal economy. 2. As a walking Christ, he gets to know the condition of each church, and as a speaking spirit, he trims and fills the lampstand with fresh oil, the supply of the Spirit. Revelation 2:1. These things says, who holds the seven stars in his right hand, he who walks in the midst of seven golden lampstands. 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. 3. To participate in his move and enjoy his care, we must be in the churches,